not like him. Lord. Amen. We bless his name today.
Amen.
Worthy. Amen.
Worthy.
Yes.
Amen. God's been good to us.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. We praise God this morning because he has a word for us today.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God.
Bless the Lord.
We need a word from God.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
Because in the word of God is the answers to all of our situations and circumstances, our challenges, our problems. Yeah. Amen.
Right.
Yeah. It's found in the word. Jesus said, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that we see from the mouth of God.
Amen.
Amen. And so we want to know how to live.
Amen.
And so we're going to get into the Word of God today. Amen.
Amen.
I have to turn with me today to Luke chapter 9. Luke chapter 9. And we're going to read from verse 57 down to verse 62. Amen.
Amen.
Luke chapter 9. Verse 57 down to verse 62. Amen. Yeah, say amen.
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 Amen. Let's look at it together. It says, and it came to pass that as they went in the way, a certain man said unto him, Lord, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. And Jesus said unto him, foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. And he said unto another, follow me. But he said, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. Jesus said unto him, let the dead bury their dead, but go thou and preach the kingdom of God. And another also said, Lord, I will follow thee, but let me first go bid them farewell, which are at home at my house. And Jesus said unto him, no man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God.
Amen.
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 Let's pray today. Father, we give you praise and thanks for your word, God. Father, we are believing by faith that you're going to speak a word of life unto us, a word of faith. And Father, that you will bless us with revelation today. And God, that you will give us something that we need, God, that we can immediately apply to our lives.
Yes.
That we might be better, that we might be stronger, that you might be glorified in our living.
Yes.
Father, we receive the word right now by faith. We thank you for it, God. We bless you for it. In the name of Jesus Christ, let this word go to work on us, O God, and transform us, O God, and conform us to the glorious image of your dear Son, Jesus.
Yes.
And Father, we give you all the praise and all the credit, all the glory for it. And Father, I ask you now to give me your strength. I receive it now.
Yes.
I thank you, God, that you are upholding me right now by the right hand of your righteousness.
Yes.
Speak unto me, O God, that I may speak unto your people.
Yes.
And may all the glory, all the praise be given unto you. For you alone are worthy of it.
Yes.
And we give it to you now. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. We have our title today is two small words. All in.
All right.
Amen. All in.
All right.
All in. A lot of people use that phrase. You might hear it sometimes as it relates to poker.
Mm-hmm.
All in means you have now wasted all your money.
Yes.
You're all in.
Oh.
Amen.
Yes.
You're putting all your money on the table. You know, you understand something. You either are leaving there a happy man, or you're leaving there sad man. Amen.
Yeah, right.
You either going home and going to have a celebration with your wife, or you going home and you have to have an explanation why you don't have any money. Amen.
Yeah.
All in.
But
you know, when you're all in, I mean, you know, it's and. See, look, I don't play poker anymore. Glory to God, I need to play. Amen. Amen. We had every Saturday.
Amen.
We were playing poker. Oh, Lord, thank you. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Don't tell me God can't deliver. Amen. Amen. I can talk about it because it's God's goodness. Amen. Amen. He's delivered. Amen. But you know, if you're playing and you want to go all in, you have to have confidence in your hand.
Right.
Otherwise, you ain't going all in.
Right.
Come on, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
In order to go all in, you got to have some confidence that you got a winner.
Amen.
Right.
That's right.
Come on now.
Right.
If you going all in, you know I got a winner.
Right.
And I'm so confident that I have a winner that I can put everything that I have behind this winning hand.
Right.
Right.
And see, that's how it has to be with the Lord.
Right.
And see, if you can't go all in with God, it must be because you don't think that God gives you a winning hand.
Wow.
Well, what else holding you back? Because if you think you got a winner, you going to put everything behind.
Yes,
but what is it about the church? What is it about the people of God that it seems like this? We can't go all in. The commitment is not all in. Amen. You know, God's looking for total dedication, and we're giving half-hearted commitment. Amen. God wants us to be all in. Amen. Because it's our way of showing Him, God, I have full confidence in You. I have full trust in You. And I know that if I follow behind You, You are going to lead me to victory in my life.
That's right. Thank you.
But if you can't go all in with God, it must be because you think there's another way to get to where you want to go.
Right.
And I'm telling you today, the devil is a liar, amen? That if you're going to get to where you need to go and where God has ordained for you to go, you got to be all in.
Amen.
You got to make a decision, amen? I'm all in. I'm pushing all my chips on the table, amen? Otherwise, you can't even, Jesus said, listen, if you ain't all in, I don't even want you following me. Oh, there are a whole bunch of people, Jesus, they come to church, Jesus going, what you doing here, amen? Because you ain't all in. Well, come on, somebody. Read the Bible. What you come out here for to see?
That's right.
Come on. Mm-hmm. Huh? You come to see people with some fancy clothes on?
That's right.
Jesus wants us to be all in. Why? Because He's worthy.
Yes,
yes. And how many of you know? God is not going to take less than what He's worth.
Right.
He demands us to be all in, to be totally committed. And here Jesus, and we see in the scripture text, amen, here's someone come up to Him and say, Lord, I'll follow You wherever You go. Anybody here ever say something like that to the Lord? Lord, whatever You want me to do, I'll do it.
Yes.
And usually we say it when we're in a fix.
Yep.
And we want the Lord to get us out. And then we make a promise.
Yes.
If You get me out of this thing, Lord, I'll do whatever You want me to do. Amen. I'll stop eating chocolate pom-poms, Lord, if You get me out of this thing. But we make those promises, amen. And he said, Lord, I follow You wherever You go. And Jesus immediately issues Him a challenge. He said, I don't even have a place to lay my head. What was He doing? He was testing this man's resolve. He was testing his motivation. Oh, you want to follow me? But watch this. I don't even have a place to lay my head.
Uh-huh.
Huh? I don't even have a place to lay my head. Yeah, because Jesus understands that some people want to follow because they're looking for the fish and bread. The only reason why you come and want to make me king is because I gave you some fish and bread. Listen, Jesus is not fool.
Yes. Right. Yes.
Amen?
Yes. Amen.
Amen. He knows if you're here because you want a job.
Right.
I want somebody. Yeah. And it's nothing wrong with the fact that you want or need a job. But if that's the only reason why you're here,
right.
And you're not here to give Him praise, if you're not here to worship Him,
mm-hmm.
If you're not going to be dedicated to Him and live your life for Him, amen, He's not fooled, amen. Or I'm just, you know, and you're here, and then you get the job, and you're nowhere to be found. You get the car, and you're nowhere to be found. God blesses your business, and now you're nowhere to be found. Amen? Come on, somebody. So he says to this man, he says, look, I don't have anything. He's challenging him. I think we really know that we've grown up to a point where we say to the Lord in all sincerity and honesty, Lord, if you never gave me another thing, come on somebody, right? I'll still love you. Amen. Like Job, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Amen. Because sometimes, you know, you hear it come out sometimes from folk that when something hits their life, when the storms of life hit them, amen, all of a sudden they begin to question God, His commitment, His love. How does He do it? Listen, God loves you today, tomorrow, and forever. Amen? And you and I have to know that, but our commitment, are we going to be committed to Him in the good times and the bad times? Are we going to be committed when the covers are full and when they're empty? When the bank account is good and then when it's not so good, amen?
Right.
When you got more bills than money.
Right.
Are you going to be committed to God when people are around, but not so committed to God when folk are leaving you? Or are you going to be like David and say, when my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up, expressing trust in God, saying, Lord, I know you're not going to leave me. Amen?
Yes.
And you can still hold your head up high because you know that God is your shield and your glory. Amen?
Right.
That's what God is looking for. God's not looking for fair weather Christians.
Amen.
And some of the adversity really forges our character and really shows who we are. We talked about this last week. You don't know who a person is until they go through something.
Right.
You all dedicated and committed. I am for the Lord. You running for your life till you get tripped up. Scrape your knee. Amen. And now you're on the sideline. Want people to feel sorry for you. Just scrape your knee. What happened to all that running? Get up! Let's run some more! Get up! Come on, let's run! You ain't showing no compassion! God's looking for people who are going to fall down and do what? Get back up. He said a righteous man. Fall a seven times and get back up again. Amen? Why? Because you can knock us down, but we don't stay down.
Amen.
And then we get back up and we fight the good fight of faith.
Yes,
we keep walking with the Lord. That's what He's looking for. And so He said, listen, I don't have anything for you. I don't even have a place to lay my head. The Bible doesn't record the man saying a word. That's why he tiptoed out of there so fast. We never heard from this man again. That's why he said here. And he said to another. The other one is gone.
There you go. I had that right.
See
you later.
He looked. He said,
I bet.
Okay, let me talk to you now. Go for the left.
There you go.
That's right.
And he said to another, follow me. And he said, first let me go bury my father. Now, you know, when Jesus was strong, he said, let the dead bury their dead. He's talking about the spiritually dead, amen.
Right.
But also too, this young man was given an excuse. His father wasn't dead yet.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Amen. His father wasn't dead yet. Amplified said, he said, Lord, permit me first to go and bury await the death of my father.
Right.
So he was like saying, well, give me some time. Follow me. Well, give me some time. You know, because my father's old and give me some time. I got to bury my father. Give me some time. I'll follow you. Come on, follow me. Get into ministry. Do some work. Feed the homeless. Come on. Well, wait till my kids can finish with school. Wait till my kids are finished with school. You know, well, right now I'm doing a whole lot of overtime. Wait till things slow down. Come on, somebody.
Right.
Come on. God called you up to, let's make it real simple and plain, amen. Come upstairs. I need you to, I want to tell you something. Come and pray. Well, okay, wait till commercial.
Oh.
I mean, you know, there's a whole lot of Christians put God on a commercial break.
Oh,
yes.
Wait just a few minutes when the show's about to go on. Wait till the show goes on. Tell God, wait till the show go on.
Oh, man.
Come on, somebody. So don't look at this man. And so he makes excuses, amen. Oh, we put God on timeout.
Right.
And he knows. He said that. He said, let the dead bury the dead. But he understood something. You are just trying. You're putting it off.
Yeah.
Now, how many of you know, amen? Joshua said it right, amen. Choose you what?
This day.
Right. Amen. Right. There's an urgency to God. There's an urgency to following God.
Right.
Now faith is. Amen. There's an urgency to think.
Yes.
Amen. And see, we got to stop procrastinating.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen. We got to stop procrastinating. We got to do that. I love what Pastor Lane Charles said. I remember I never forget what he said. Amen. Sometimes you don't know what to do, exactly what to do. And he said, do now what you know now to do.
That's right.
You may not know the whole thing, but do now what you know now to do.
That's it.
And maybe all you know how to do now is just pray. Lord, help me. But then say that.
Right.
Amen.
Do that. But don't sit there doing nothing, procrastinating, and waiting for God to move.
That's it.
If I heard that once, I've heard it so many times. I'm just waiting on the Lord. Waiting on Him for what? I'm telling you this. God's doing more waiting on us than we're waiting on Him. Because God wants to move in the earth.
Right.
And He wants to move now.
Yes.
He wants to change people's lives now. He wants to save people now. He wants to heal people now. He wants to deliver people now.
Yes.
And you know whose hands and feet and mouths He needs? He needs ours. And when does He need them?
Now.
Not after the commercial.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right. Not after NBA or TNT go off.
Oh,
Jesus.
Amen. Not after American Idol. Come on.
Right. You're right.
Now.
Now.
So here's this man trying to get in. Jesus said, listen, you got the dead, go bury their dead. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Right. You let America hold up their idol.
That's it.
Amen.
Huh?
Right.
Right. We don't hear from that guy. Amen. So now he talked to somebody else. And he said to the other one, the other one come up to him and say, Lord, I will follow you, but first let me go say goodbye to the folk that are in my house. And Jesus said something that, listen, he said, listen, once you put your hand to the plow and you start looking back, you ain't fit for the kingdom of God. You start looking back on the so-called good old days. You know better than Lot's wife, amen. Come on, somebody. You ain't no better than Lot's wife. You know better than them complaining Egyptians. I remember the cucumbers and the melons and the onions and the garlic and the leeks that we had in Egypt. You better not look back, amen. And the devil always wants you looking back. Remember when? No, you don't remember nothing. God is bringing you to a better place. Amen. But once you put your hand to the plow, Jesus said, you keep your face set like flint. Amen. And you keep walking with me.
Yeah.
You looking back. God don't even want us looking to the side.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Right.
Keep your eyes what? Going forward. Listen, your best days ain't behind you. Come on, somebody. Your best days are in front of you. They ain't on the side. They ain't behind. Your best days are in front of you. Amen. So if you want to see better days, keep your face forward. forward, amen?
That's it.
Yeah. Amen. You keep moving forward, step by step. And listen, just because today doesn't seem that much different than yesterday,
right,
understand, things are not always what they seem.
Right.
You are making progress with God.
Right.
Every day that you stay committed to God, right, you are making progress.
Yes.
It may not seem like much,
right,
but oh, one of these days, you are going to take a look around, and you're going to say, look at here, look at here. How did I get here, amen? Because God brought you through, because God honors the faithful ones.
Yes, he does.
Yes.
But you got to keep going what?
Forward.
Amen. Don't go back. Don't go back to them old habits, amen, God delivered you from, amen. There's some people, amen, don't go back to that old crowd, amen.
Right.
You done tried that. They don't, amen, I said, where did it leave you? What did it get you?
Nowhere.
God has something better for you, but know where it is? It's in front of you.
Yeah.
Keep pressing ahead. And he said, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back.
Right.
And if the plow signifies you now walking with the Lord in his vineyard, if that's what it signifies, the only way you can do that, you got to be saved.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, so if you want to now make a commitment to me, if you're going to go with me, you put your hand to the plow, say, Lord, I'm with you. I'm going to work with you in your vineyard.
Mm-hmm.
And then you start looking back. He didn't say you ain't saved. He said you ain't fit for the kingdom.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That gets me to thinking. Are there some saved folk who ain't fit for the kingdom?
Oh, Jesus.
Oh. Saved, but you ain't fit for the kingdom.
Oh,
Jesus. Fighting
words. You saved, but you ain't fit for the kingdom.
Yeah.
Wow. That don't mean that you like you ain't worthy to get in. But what I believe what Jesus is saying is that you can't. You can't possess all that the kingdom has for you.
That's right. You gotta say it.
You can't possess all that the kingdom has. You're saved,
right,
but you ain't got no kingdom benefits.
That's right.
You ain't got no kingdom fruit.
Right. That's it.
Oh, come on, somebody.
Right.
Amen. And I believe because there's so many Christians who put their hand to the plow but still looking back at the club. And looking back at the old days and looking back, that they don't have the kingdom.
Right.
Amen. And the fruit of the kingdom in their life.
Yeah.
Why? Because they're not fit for it.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. It doesn't mean that they're, you know, this is not disparaging to them as people. But you have to conduct yourself according to the standard that God raises up.
Oh,
and the standard he raises up is face forward.
Right.
Amen.
Yes, yes.
Amen. Face forward.
Uh-huh.
Huh? Forward march. Let's go. He said, you're not fit for the kingdom.
Wow.
You remember that rich young ruler?
Yes.
Rich young ruler came and said, good master. What must I do to inherit eternal life? Jesus said, you know what you got to do. Honor your mother and father. Don't steal. Don't do adultery. Don't. Yeah, I've done all that. I've done all that since I was a young boy. I've done all that.
That's what he said.
Jesus said, okay. He said, but there's one thing you haven't done.
Right.
I'm here, you know, there's only one thing. Amen. Uh-huh. One thing is what? Needful. Amen. One, there's always a needful thing that you and I have to be doing. Don't ever think you have arrived. Amen.
That's right.
Amen. There's always going to be one thing that you still haven't done.
That's right.
And don't get this. And when that means there's always going to be one, that means after you do that, you got another one. Amen.
Amen.
Right. Always.
And he said, there's one thing you haven't done. He said, take all your possessions, sell them.
Uh-oh.
That's right. They don't.
Right? Give away that one. That scripture messed up Christians because they don't want to hear that one. Because they're thinking, what are you telling me? God telling me I gotta sell my. No, he told the rich young ruler that.
Right. That's right.
Because he understood where the rich young ruler was.
Yes.
As he did. That's right.
So relax. But if you're so concerned about that, maybe he needs to tell you that. Because maybe you too are holding on to your stuff a little bit too tightly.
That's right. Think so.
Amen. Oh, so Jesus on the, if Jesus walking in now, I say, yeah, I need somebody in here to sell all their stuff and to take their money to the poor. And he started walking, there'd be so many to do that. Refuse to make eye contact. You know how you don't want to make eye contact with people, but you don't want them to think that you're with them?
Right.
Amen. No, y'all wouldn't do that. But some people would do that. Y'all wouldn't do that.
Right.
Y'all wouldn't do that. Some of the folks out there, they would do that. Other church. Not again. Everybody get Jesus. Here I am, Lord, send me. Right? Right. But he told me, he said, you haven't done one thing.
Yeah.
And what he told him that was, it said the man walked away sad.
Because
he had much possessions. What that was, he wasn't all in.
No, he
was. See? He said, oh, I've done all that. No, but see, there's one thing you haven't done.
Right.
You ain't all in. And now he gave him a chance to be all in, and what happened? He declined. I can't do that. I can't. He walked away.
Yes, he
did. The scripture wasn't silent about what happened to him.
Right.
Right? They tell us he walked away sorrowful because he had so many possessions. Amen. But Jesus understands something. Amen. He said, we have to be all in if we're going to be fit for the kingdom.
Right.
Amen. We have to be all in if he's going to he's going to be able to use us according to his will for our lives.
Right.
We have to be all in.
Thank you, Lord.
We can't be holding stuff back. Now I want to say this, amen. Because you know, you hear, you listen. If you do a lot of listening, amen. You listen to people, you listen.
Yeah.
And it seems like that in the body there's so many people who are not satisfied.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of issues and problems. And people are quick on the draw to tell you what's going on in their life. Oh, this week has been, oh, the devil has been, oh, my kids, oh, my job, oh. They're like, run away. Well. Yeah. Sometimes I'm like, I don't even want to listen, amen. Amen. Because the Bible said what? Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are of a good report. I want to hear a good report. It tells me think on those things. I want to think on your negative report. Amen. Ugh, forget the fact that you went to the mall and bought yourself 3 suits.
Right,
ain't no blessing there. You got to come and tell me you're going to get a parking spot. I want to hear you, amen?
Amen.
You ain't even talking about the blessing. Because you're so busy fixating on your parking spot. I don't even want to hear you, amen? But it seems like there's so much dissatisfaction. Like people are not what? Fulfilled. And see, something's wrong with that because, see, God made some promises. Amen? He made some promises. He said to us, he said, if you what? If you hunger and thirst for righteousness, you shall be filled.
Right.
Amen?
Amen.
I mean, and in God's mindset, I mean, we have everything we need, right? When God declared us righteous, when Jesus became sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him, that put us in a standing with God where we have everything that we need. It's found in our right standing with God.
Amen?
If we are in right standing with God, we're in his presence where there's fullness of joy, and at his right hand where there are pleasures forevermore. Then what's the complaining about, amen? If we are in right standing with God, yeah, I understand everything's not going the way you want it to go, but if you're in right standing with God, you know, just hold on a little while, but God's going to change this around.
Yeah, amen.
But if you're not fulfilled, God's a God who wants to satisfy. With long life will I satisfy you. Then why are so many people dissatisfied? Something is wrong. And it ain't with God.
Amen.
If God made a promise that he will satisfy us with long life. Amen. That he would fill our mouths with good things. That he would say, that he said, we hunger and thirst for righteousness. If we're not filled, if we're not satisfied, could it be it's because we're not all in? That we're not hungry enough.
Yeah.
We're not thirsty enough. See, those questions, listen, if you don't want to ask yourself the tough questions, you'll never get the right answer.
Wow.
But we have to be able to ask ourselves tough questions, you know. Am I doing all that I can? Am I giving God my best? And now let's make it real. Am I giving my family my best?
Wow.
Is this the best way I can treat my spouse?
Wow.
Is this the best way that I can treat my children or my parents? Is this the best way that I can do this job that God gave me? The job that when I got it, I demanded some mic time at church so that I can give a testimony of what the Lord has done. I even did a shake after I gave the testimony to show how happy, glad I was in the spirit that God had given me a job. And now I don't even show up on time. Now I leave early. Now I take 2-hour lunches. Now I'm mad and say they gotta give me a raise if they want me to do some more. Well, what happened, amen? That was the job you were so happy to get.
Yes.
How come you are not fulfilling that? Oh, come on, somebody.
Amen.
Wow.
Jesus.
Let's say it. We have to ask ourselves, am I giving it my best?
Right.
Don't give your best in church and don't give your best at home. Don't give your best at church and don't give your best at school. Don't give your best at church and don't give your best on the job. Don't give your best at church and don't give your best on the road. Stop tailgating people, Christian. Stop going over the speed limit, Christians. Stop blowing stop signs and it makes it seem like it just said cruise. It didn't say cruise, it said stop.
Stop, yes.
Stop throwing paper on the floor, Christians.
Wow.
Come on, somebody. Oh, I don't do that. That's right. We all doing something. And here's the thing, so why are you nitpicking? It's not nitpicking. And listen, if you are committed to God, you all in, guess what you want to do? You desire to be excellent.
Oh,
that's right.
That's
there you go.
Amen. In everything you do, because excellence is the great separator. Amen.
Yes.
Daniel was treated differently than everybody else because an excellent spirit was in him.
That's right. Yes, it was.
Amen. He was elevated in a foreign land because even the enemies understood that boy's excellent.
Yes, it did.
There's something about him. Amen. He does things with what? Excellent. Why was he doing that? Because he was honoring his God. That's why they said, man, we can't find nothing on Daniel unless it has to do with his God. Would it be the God, that would be something that people would say about us. I can't find nothing on Brother Joe unless it got something to do with his God. See, some of us, that's what I'm saying, we got to examine it because maybe we got too much of a long list of what people can find on us.
That's right.
That ain't got nothing to do with God. Amen.
That's it.
Amen.
That's it.
Right.
Amen.
But we got to ask ourselves those tough questions so that we can allow God to bring us to a place of excellence. But it starts by saying, Lord, I'm all in. I'm living my life. I'm sold out and I'm committed. Doesn't mean that you're walking perfect. It just means that your heart is perfect for God.
Yes.
God said that David's heart was perfect for him. Yes. Amen. It was his heart. David killed a man. Come on, somebody.
That's right.
David did some stuff, but God still said his heart was perfect.
Right.
toward me. Why? Because when David messed up, when Nathan said, "Thou art the man," David said, "Oh, I sinned before the Lord." Come on, somebody.
Yes. Amen.
When he wanted to build a house, and God said, "You can't build it because too much blood is on your hand." He didn't insist on it, amen. He understood.
That's right.
Yes.
He wasn't perfect. You and I are never going to be perfect, but we can allow God to perfect us. We can be, you know, go under that process, and he'll complete that job till the day Jesus comes. Amen.
Yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
But we have to be all in. And then when you're all in, people can say to you, "Hey, brother, man, you gotta tighten up a little bit." And you don't get offended.
That's right.
Right.
You're right.
Leaders can't say nothing to the people without them getting offended. And all they're trying to do is to help you and position you to receive God's best. And you get offended. But all I know is this. Those people got offended with Jesus, amen, and they walked away. Because offended people can't walk with the Lord. That's why he said to Peter, "You going to walk away too?"
Yes, yes.
Because they got offended at what he was saying.
Right.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Come on, somebody. We got to stop being so sensitive, amen. People, listen, God is sending people in your life to help elevate you. Iron sharpens iron, amen. He's going to send some people, amen, who are going to encourage you to bring up a little bit more. "Hey, man, I noticed, man, you've been coming late to church, man. You need to get here on time." "Oh, man, I don't need you telling me that." Somebody needs to tell you, because you come the same time every week.
Right. Come on, man.
You 10 minutes late every week. You know what that means? You leave your house the same time every week to be 10 minutes late.
That's it. That's what it means.
Make it plain, Brent. Come on, somebody. That's you can't make a 10-minute adjustment for God.
Not
and
that.
If somebody say that to you, you're going to get offended. You ain't all in. You ain't all in. You ain't all in. Because you're late here, but tomorrow you're going to be early for work. You ain't all in. Something wrong. Something wrong with that.
Yes.
Something wrong with that. And if somebody can't tell you that, and you go, and you can't go, "You know what, you're right.
Right.
That something's wrong." Amen.
That's right.
We got to be all in.
Yeah.
God wants to satisfy us, amen, but we got to be all in. We got to want God. We got to want what he wants. We got to want his standards, not ours.
Right.
We can't pull God down to us, amen.
Right.
We have to reach. We have to reach up to where he is.
Yes.
And if we do that, amen, listen, God wants to fulfill, and he wants to satisfy. He wants to overflow your cup. And we got to ask questions. We really do in the body of Christ. Why isn't my life the way that Jesus said it's supposed to be?
Amen.
He says, "I have come that you might have life, and that more abundantly. That you might have life in abundance to the full till it overflows."
Amen. That's the life.
Then how come we don't have overflowing life? Something's not wrong with the word. There's something's got to be wrong with me. And if we can't say that in all honesty and humility, then really we got a big problem. And God can't help us until we get to that point where we go, "Lord, something's wrong. No, it's
me, Lord.
It's me, Lord." But we get all in. Amen. We get all in. And I'm telling you, you'll start to understand something. When people say, "I'm just waiting on the Lord because God has his timing." I want to say this to you. We're going to get up out of here. God has his timing.
Right.
He has his timing. But I'm telling you what. We mess up God's timing more than we want to know.
That's right. That's true.
Yeah.
You read the scripture. Those men brought their paralytic friend of theirs on the bed.
Mm-hmm.
And they couldn't get in.
That's right.
You remember?
Yes.
And what they do? They went up to the roof.
That's it.
They broke the roof up. Mm-hmm. And Jesus in the house preaching.
Right.
And they broke the roof up and they let the man down in the middle of the floor.
That's right.
And the scripture says this. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the man, "It's not in God's time." No. When he saw their faith, he said, "Son, thy sins be forgiven."
Right.
It wasn't a matter of timing, it was a matter of faith.
Yeah. Right.
When he saw it?
Right. That's right.
Jesus was sitting down by the side of the road.
Yeah, he was.
And Jairus came up and said, Master, my daughter is sick. But if you come and lay hands on her, she shall live. The scripture said Jesus arose and went with her. What does that mean? Jesus was sitting down with no plan on his itinerary to go to Jairus' house.
Yes.
Right.
Why did he go to his house? Because Jairus demonstrated faith. Yes. If you just come and lay hands on my daughter, the minute Jesus heard that, he got up. Whose time?
Jesus.
Come on, somebody. Wow. Whose time? Wow. Blind Bartimaeus is on the side of the road. Who's that walking by? Who's that walking by? Here I know. Who's that walking by? It's Jesus. Jesus. Oh, have mercy on me, thou son of David.
Yes.
Keep it down, blind Bartimaeus. Keep it down.
No, keep it down.
You don't have to any more of that. Any more of that. You don't have to do all that. Keep it down, blind water man. He said, you are a liar. Have mercy on me, thou son of David.
That's right.
That's right. And the scripture said, Jesus stopped.
That's right. Stop.
Yeah.
Whose timing?
Jesus. Right.
Come on, somebody.
Amen.
Whose timing?
That's right.
Syrophoenician woman comes and says, my daughter is sick.
That's right.
Why should we give food that's meant for the children to the dogs? That's true, Lord.
Right.
But even dogs eat the crumbs from the children's table.
That's right. That's right.
He said, oh woman, great is your faith. Go on your way as you desire, so it will be done unto you. And the scriptures say, from that very hour, her daughter was made whole. I'm asking you today, whose timing?
Jesus. That's right.
Come on, somebody.
Right.
When you are all in and you show up, can I say this? God wants to heal people now. He wants to save people now. He wants to deliver now. But what he's looking for? He's looking for faith now. And when you demonstrate faith now, it's as good as done. Now we say, well, when the iron starts great, I'm going to get it just like that. Hey, listen, you want to get it just like that? Yes. And listen, the manifestation may take a little bit longer, but you got it when you believe.
That's right.
Jesus said, when you pray, if you believe, you receive when you pray.
Jesus.
Amen. Then after you get it, you don't gotta believe after you get it.
That's it.
I believe I got on a suit.
No.
Come on, somebody. If I don't know I got on a suit, what's wrong with me?
That's right.
You don't gotta believe stuff you know.
That's right.
You gotta believe stuff that ain't manifest.
Right. That's it. That's right.
And if you believe, then it becomes manifest. Jesus is looking for that. He wants to see your faith, just like he saw. He wants to hear your faith. He wants you to be like that centurion, amen. Speak the word only, and my servant will be healed.
Yes.
And Jesus said, oh, I haven't heard such great faith in all of Israel. Whose timing? See, it's convenient for us to talk about our lack and the things we don't have yet, and to blame God. Because we waiting on God. And I'm suggesting to you today, maybe, just maybe, God's waiting on you.
Yes.
He's waiting on you to get all in. He's waiting on you to devote your whole heart and your soul unto Him. He said, trust in the Lord with what? All your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In what? All your ways acknowledge Him. And He will direct your path.
Yeah.
And where do you think He's going to direct your path? He's going to direct you beside the still water. He's going to direct you to the lush green meadow. He's not going to lead you to some nasty place. Amen?
Right.
He's going to lead you to a place of abundance. To a place flowing with milk and honey. So He's going to lead you to houses that you didn't build. And vineyards that you didn't plant. He's going to lead you to those types of places.
That's right. Thank you, Lord.
But you got to be all in.
All in.
You got to be all in. You will seek me and find me when you do what? When you search for me with all your heart. God wants us to be all in.
All in.
I want to tell you two things. I'm getting out of here. Amen. And I want to pray for your foot, your ankle, too.
That's the
Lord. Yeah. What? You were playing ball?
Yes, sir.
It happens. No, and a pig walking around the world, right? And the church service is gone. And chicken got filled with the Holy Ghost.
No.
Chicken, no, you heard him, man. That's got to change a little bit. Okay. I got to make it my own. The chicken was filled with the Spirit said, we need to make a contribution.
No way.
The pig said, all right, what do you want to get? He said, why don't we get some ham and eggs?
Right.
The pig said, yeah, that's not. Wait a minute. He said, for you, that's a contribution.
Right.
But for me, that's total commitment. Amen. And see, that's what it is with commitment. See, other people will suggest that you go all in, but why they don't want to. But some of us, when we know we being asked to go all in, we go, whoa, wait a minute. We got to make a decision. Amen. We can't be afraid of commitment. Amen. Not when it comes to the things of God. We got to be ready to commit to the Lord. Amen. Amen. The Bible said that God didn't spare, right? He didn't spare his own son, right? But he freely gave him up for us.
Yeah.
But we got to give up some things, amen?
Yeah,
amen. Your Isaac.
Right.
You got to give up some stuff. I just want to read a scripture to you, amen. And I love this scripture. It's Proverbs 22:13. It says, the slothful man says, there is a lion without. I shall be slain in the streets. The lazy man says that. There's a lion in the street. You know what that means? That lazy people make all kinds of excuses. You happen to do something? There's a lion in the street. I can't go out there, amen. We got to get rid of our lions in the street. When God said to Moses, go tell Pharaoh to let my people go. I can't speak, Lord. That was his lion in the street. When God told Jeremiah, you go tell the nations what I tell you, he said, but they're not going to listen to me because I'm just a young boy. And God got mad and said, don't say anymore that you are a young boy. That was his what? His lion in the street. What lions in the street do you have? Amen.
Wow.
What's your lion in the street? Your finances lying in the street? Oh, when you have more money, then you can serve God. The devil is a liar, amen. That's a heart condition. That's not a financial condition.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. What's your line in the street?
Yeah.
Right? We said it before. Kids gotta leave out of the house? No. That's a lion in the street.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm? You gotta get more. You gotta study more words. You gotta get more confidence speaking in front of people. That's a lion. In the street.
Right.
But see, it's the lions in the street that's keeping us from going all in.
Wow.
That's right.
But when God wants to send you somewhere, you readily point out there's danger out there.
Wow.
Can't go.
Yeah.
Can't do it, Lord. There's a lion in the street. Amen. I want you to know right now, amen. Some of you live in New Jersey, some of you live in Virginia. Ain't no lying in your street, amen. Ain't no lying where you live.
Amen.
So get yourself out there, amen.
Amen.
Ain't no lying where you live. Amen. Amen. There's no lying where you live.
Amen.
Amen. And if you, but even if there were, I got something for you.
Yeah.
Psalm 91.
Mm-hmm. All right.
You shall tread upon the lion and the ass. The young lion and the dragon shall you trample under feet. So even if there's a lion in the street, you step on Psalm 91 and get the stepping, amen?
All right.
Come on, somebody. We have everything we need. Come on now. We have everything we need.
Yes.
God has fully equipped us to do everything that He's calling us to do.
Yes.
We talked earlier about having a want to and everything. We got to have a want to, but we have to also got to just be all in.
Amen.
Amen. We got to be all in. And just renew your commitment today to God. God, I'm all in.
Right.
He'll guide you and direct you. But if you make that quality decision, that, Lord, I'm following you, I'm going to live for you, right? Even when you miss it, when you're all in, you're going to accept the correction.
Yeah.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Say it. Amen. Yeah. You ain't gonna be perfect. That's all you all in.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. You're gonna still miss it. But when you do, you'll accept the correction as someone who wants to get it right. Because
you're all
in. Right? And then you'll see some real growth and development. And then I believe we'll start to see the kind of life that the Bible promises to the children of God.
Amen.
But we have to make that decision. Amen. I want you to be all in, amen. I want everyone to rest on their feet, set the judgment, and keep rest yourself and encourage you to be this. Oh, praise the Lord. He's all in. Praise God. Knock yourself over. Let's pray together. Father, we bless you right now.
Thank you.
Father, we thank you, Lord, for the word you've given us, a word of encouragement. A challenging word, God, that challenges us where we are.
Yes.
Father, you have shown this word right now on our hearts, God.
Yes.
And Father God, we have seen ourselves, oh God, and we have, God, we know our shortcomings, Lord, you have revealed them unto us. But Father, we know that you are a merciful God.
Yes, Lord.
And so Father God, we ask you, Lord, in your great mercy, to forgive us, oh God, for those things that we have held back. God, we ask you to forgive us, oh God, for pointing out the lions that we claimed were in the street that were stopping us from doing the things that you have called us to do. But Father God, we not only ask for forgiveness, God, but we repent. We make a change, God, and we turn away from the excuses. We turn away from the failures, and we turn unto you in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we ask you to forgive us, to cleanse us, oh God, right now, oh God, to pick us up and to brush us up, oh God. And Father, we pray that you will infuse us with your strength, oh God. That Father, that the word that we have spoken, words of commitment and dedication, that God, you would fortify us in our spirit to walk it out in faith in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we are tired of the same old, same old. God, we are tired of walking around the same tree. God, we are tired, oh God, of being stuck in our own wilderness wanderings, God, when we know by faith and by your word that you have so much more for your people. But Father God, we make a commitment and a dedication right now before God and man that we are all in. That we are going all the way with the Lord. That we are turning back on Egypt right now in the name of Jesus Christ. That we are turning our back on Sodom and Gomorrah, and we are not looking back in the name of Jesus Christ. But Father, we are going forward with you with a newfound determination in our spirit that is born of your word that you have sown in us today. Father, we thank you right now, God, that our lives shall never, glory to God, they shall never be the same from this day forward, oh God. Father, you have worked a change on the inside of us. And God, we are determined, we are committed, we are fully persuaded in our own mind that God, that we are going to do the things that are required of us. Glory to God. And so, Father, we bless you right now. And Father, I pronounce over your people right now in the name of Jesus Christ that this is a new day.
Yeah.
I pronounce over them right now, God, new dedication, new level of commitment, oh God. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I pronounce, oh God, that the old things are passed away, God, and we all are walking in newness of life. Glory to God. I speak life over all your people right now. And I thank you, God, for the manifestation. I thank you for healings. I thank you for deliverances right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you for increase right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you for supernatural moves of God in the name of Jesus. I thank you for divine favor in the name of Jesus Christ. I thank you right now, God, for promotions in the name of Jesus Christ. I thank you, God, for open doors in the name of Jesus Christ. I thank you for new business. I thank you for new ministry. I thank you, God, hallelujah, that the will of God is coming to pass now and it is springing forth, and we shall know it and see it and declare it unto the people in the name of Jesus. So, God, we are thankful today.
Yeah.
We're thankful for what you have done, oh God. Glory to God. And what you are going to do.
Yes,
and, Father, we just bless you, oh God. And we just declare that this word has been sown on good ground.
Yeah.
And it shall bear fruit in our lives.
Yeah.
And, Father, we bless you for it. For you are the Lord of the harvest.
Yeah.
And we give you praise,
yeah,
God. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.